Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, October 3rd, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. The European Court of Justice ruled that a national court of a European Union country could order Facebook to remove posts considered defamatory in regions beyond its jurisdiction. The ruling came in a case regarding an Austrian politician who successfully sued Facebook to remove a disparaging comment on a personal Facebook page, as well as any equivalent messages posted by others. The Austrian National Court ruled the comment to be illegal. The decision was narrowly written and urged national courts to consider international laws before ordering other bans. The court ruled that Facebook wasn't liable for the comment, but did have an obligation to take down content ruled as defamatory. France plans to roll out Alicem, the country's digital ID system that uses facial scanning biometrics, in November. The system uses an Android-only app to create their legal IDs and will compare a user's photo in their biometric passport to a selfie video taken on the app. The system won't pair any facial scans with citizens' identity databases, and according to the Interior Ministry, facial recognition data will be deleted after enrollment. Once enrolled, citizens would have secure access to their taxes, banks, social security, and utility bills. France's data regulator CNIL claims the system violates GDPR and rules of consent, and privacy groups have filed lawsuits with the French Administrative Court. The developers of the HK Map Live app, which lets users track police activity in Hong Kong, tweeted that Apple pulled its app from the App Store, claiming the app contains content that is not legal and allowed users to evade law enforcement. With ongoing protests in Hong Kong, the app has been used to allow citizens to avoid getting caught up in conflicts between protesters and police. It is unknown if Apple made this decision internally or if it received any pressure from the Chinese government. Uber launched Uber Work, a new app that seeks to pair shift workers with employers. The service is currently limited to Chicago at launch, with plans to expand to other cities soon. Uber Works partners with staffing agencies, providing the technological front end to match workers with shifts, while the agency employs, pays, and handles worker benefits. Uber also announced that Uber Copter service in Lower Manhattan will be open to all users as of October 7th. The service originally launched in June, offering service to and from JFK Airport, but limited to Platinum and Diamond Uber Rewards members. The service provides ground transportation to and from a helipad, passengers can bring up to a small suitcase on board, and flights generally cost between $200 to $225 per person. Google rolled out an update to Google Shopping in the U.S., which now includes options to shop local stores and track prices. Google Shopping also expanded Google Lens integration, allowing users to use a photo of an outfit that they like and find other style ideas from online, showing images of how other people wear that particular item. This is available for images either from online stores or captured on a phone. Google Shopping claims to offer shopping in over 1,000 stores, offers a universal shopping cart, and a single checkout with your Google account. Google also announced Action Blocks, which lets users create shortcuts for multi-step tasks using Google Assistant. Google is promoting Action Blocks as an accessibility feature for people with cognitive disabilities like advanced dementia, autism, or Down syndrome. To get Action Blocks, you need to be part of Google's Trusted Tester program. Instagram is rolling out its restrict tool to all users. To restrict a user, you swipe left on a comment or go to the user's profile page or the privacy tab in Instagram settings. A restricted user's comments will remain visible to them, but will not show up for anyone else on your posts unless approved by you. DMs from restricted users go to the message request inbox without notification and without the sender knowing if you've read them or not. And finally, U.S. Samsung Pay users can now transfer money to 47 countries, including India, Mexico, China, and the Philippines. Users will see all fees and exchange rates up front before initiating a transfer, and payouts can be received as bank deposits and cash. Those receiving transfers do not need to use Samsung Pay. Samsung plans to bring international transfers to other countries next year. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.